USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former President Trump started his speech at North Carolina's 2021 Republican convention by saying the country is being destroyed before our very eyes. The president calling Biden and leftist Democrats the most radical administration in history.
Crime is exploding. Police departments are being ripped apart and defunded.
The former president continues by saying illegal immigration is out of control.
Under Joe Biden, illegal crossings are up nearly 1,000% compared to the same period last year. In April alone, over 175,000 illegal aliens were apprehended and mostly released. You know where they were released, right? They were released into our country.
President Biden set to talk infrastructure with Republicans in the Senate on Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Back-to-back earthquakes are being reported in Southern California on Saturday. The U.S. Geological Survey says the strongest was a magnitude 5.3 quake with a depth of 5 kilometers. All of them struck just before 11 a.m. local time near Salton Sea in Imperial County. That's about 7 miles from Calipatria and about 25 miles from El Centro. Residents in San Diego, Oceanside, Escondido, and near the Mexico border say they felt it. The first four earthquakes had preliminary magnitudes between 4 and 4.6. A Florida man has a good reason to quit his job, but he says he won't.
Pensacola's Gregory Thomas recently won $1 million in a Florida lottery scratch-off game, his lump sum payment $790,000. But that's still not enough to get the 52-year-old to quit the job he has had for about 30 years as a school bus driver. Thomas says he's planning to use some of his winnings to help his parents. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Former CIA chief Leon Panetta says Russian hackers behind the crippling cyber attacks are terrorists. This as the Biden administration tells companies they're on their own in efforts to curtail the intrusions by the hackers. Colonial Pipeline, which supplies around 45% of the East Coast fuel, was temporarily shut down. JBS, the United States' largest national beef supplier, was hit by ransomware as well. Panetta telling Fox News, we need to be on our toes regarding cyber attacks.
I've been saying it for a long time, but cyber is the battlefield of the future, and we can see it now happening before our eyes. You've got these sophisticated viruses that can be deployed into our computer systems and virtually shut those computer systems down. And you have the potential today for a cyber attack that could take down our electric grid system, take down our transportation systems, our chemical systems, our water systems, take down our financial systems. You could virtually paralyze this country with a massive cyber attack. That clearly is something we should be concerned about because it's our national security that's at risk.
Essential Quality, the winner of the Belmont Stakes on Saturday, Hot Rod Charlie finishing second, and the Preakness winner Rombauer finishing third. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.